This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been something happening in Nashville, Tennessee the past couple of months that's gotten some attention. Homeless people have been finding places to live, getting off the streets at an unheard-of pace. And it's not new government grants or subsidized housing either. Largely private landlords have been giving the homeless a chance to prove themselves. Blake Farmer from WPLN in Nashville has that story.
Michelle Bratcher wouldn't be considered a model tenant by anyone.
But, I mean, I'm a recovering crack addict.
She did pills, too. And for the last year, this middle-aged woman slept on the streets and under highway overpasses.
Stayed up under a bush next to a church. Only thing I had.
And as the term chronically homeless would suggest, Bratcher has had multiple episodes in which she had no place to call home. But she caught a break in the last few months. A campaign by local housing agencies connected Bratcher to an apartment complex manager willing to discount the rent and look the other way on their typical lease terms.
I'm a convicted felon. Most places won't even take you.
Bratcher was locked up for a year. She's been out for nearly two.
And I'm not trying to go back. I can get me a place. I'm doing better. Just trying to keep my head above water, and it's working.
Bratcher attended a recent celebration with nearly 200 other people who've been placed into housing since June. The program is titled House Nashville, as in How is Nashville? Also there were landlords. Homeless advocates asked the city's largest property owners to set aside 1% of their units for the homeless and cut the rent to basically whatever they could pay from their government assistance check. Kirby Davis says foregoing the full market rate isn't a problem. It's what could go wrong.
You know, you have a duty as a landlord to your other residents, so you wonder, well, are they going to behave in a way that's going to alienate or scare or hurt my other residents? And you just got to take the leap of faith on that, I have to say. So far, we've been very lucky.
Davis's company, First Management Services, has nearly 2,500 units in Nashville. Roughly two dozen are now inhabited by formerly homeless tenants. Will Connolly heads Nashville's government agency over homelessness. He says with the help of social workers, he anticipates three-quarters can keep a roof over their heads. Some won't make it.
A certain percentage will fall out of their housing. They'll get evicted probably. I think if we provide the right amount of support, chances are the majority of folks can succeed.
Homeless advocates around the country are watching to see if private landlords will put up with these tenants long term, but they're also monitoring the program because it's a big test for an emerging recovery model called Housing First. The concept goes something like this. Homeless people shouldn't have to earn a place to stay by conquering an addiction or other underlying problem. Housing should be the first step to getting their lives stabilized. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.